All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. You're not the only person here. A pal of mine, Phil Cronin, said, I told somebody the same thing at work once. You can go fuck yourself. Which, yeah. I mean, that's kind of like an end-all, be-all. I love that.
It sends a message.
And if you don't get fired for telling the guy to go fuck himself and possibly even challenging him to a fist fight, that means you're the best at delivering Dippin' Dots. That means you've got the juice.
Well, it was funny. I talked to my boss last night, and he was talking to me about what was going on. And like he knew, because I told him about everything from the beginning. And I think yesterday I had to make the appointment for my dog, and things just rolled over. And I'm like, I'm ready to fucking go. I would have fought everybody
right
in that goddamn fucking warehouse.
Right.
But you know what? Nobody said a damn thing when I'm yelling at this guy.
Right.
Nobody came to his defense.
That's exactly right.
Nobody told me to stop down. So people fucking know. People know. So, but I talked to my boss yesterday, and you definitely can tell he doesn't want to fire me.
No, fuck that shit. Yeah, he's a smart man. Just let this shit blow over, and then you just merge right into traffic, and then that's the end of it. I love that. We had a conversation earlier on the show. Because there was some story about some crazy bitch saying the N-word at us.
Oh, Jesus.
And she said it at a playground. She called a 5-year-old autistic boy an N-word because the kid took her little 2-year-old kid's toy or some shit.
Oh, boy.
So she did that, and then she got doxxed. So now she did a fundraiser on some right-wing GoFundMe site, and she's raised $270,000 because she said the N-word to a 5-year-old. Isn't that awesome?
That's what's wrong with the world today, man. This bitch is going to get like a quarter mil for being a bitch.
Right.
It's insane.
I mean, we're doing it all wrong, Stu. You and I are grinding our fucking ass off to get a fucking happy meal at McDonald's. And this bitch is calling a kid an N-word and she gets $250,000.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It frustrates me so much.
So the question was asked by Ben Glaze. If you were offered $250,000, would you say the N-word in public?
God. No, I hate to say it. No, man.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't do it for maybe if it was for several million, if I didn't have to work anymore. But $250,000, that's not enough to live for the rest of your life.
No, God, no, God. Barely through the month.
Yeah, that's a tough word to say. I mean, I only say it to the elderly nowadays.
I only say it to autistic people.
Yeah, you know they're taking a shit in their hand. We don't need to. All right, well, Stu.
Wait, before you hang up on me, can we recap the whole Ben thing? Like, I mean, is Ben asking for a recount? Because, like, he showed me the email that he got, and it clearly says that he won. Right?
Well, he got some feedback. He called, and he got someone saying, hang on, I'll put you through to someone in charge or something like that, and then picks it up. Yeah, and she says, oh, yeah, we found out what happened. And it was a mistake. They're basically chalking it up to a clerical error, which I think they made that up in the time that they had been on hold. So
strange.
It just sounded that fishy. So Ben kind of doesn't know what to do.
Okay. I mean, on my end, it's like, who cares who on my end? I don't really care who won. I think on his point of he spent money to come to this thing because he thought he won. They should refund him the money.
Correct. And, you know, his family members also bought tickets and he's embarrassed. And it's, you know, what does he do? What does he do? And so after complaining to them, I don't know, maybe they need us to complain.
Sure, they need the masses to go, hey, what's wrong with people? Again, I understand clerical errors and stuff happens, whatever. Refund the dude the money. He only bought tickets because he thought he won.
Right, right. And he doesn't, I mean, let's face it. He's a pile of shit comic. All right? There is no fucking way.
He was doing a comeback tour.
Oh, fuck. I feel bad for him, too, so.
Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he's still grinding. He's trying. He's trying his best. All right. So Sunday, it's the Sunday Funnies at Spectrum Lane.
Spectrum Lane, 7 o'clock show. It's free. So if people want to come out, it's free. But then I have the actual, like, real comedy gig at Comedy Underground in the big city of Niles, Michigan.
Oh, you know who's from Niles, don't you?
I do not.
Have you ever heard of, God, he sings that song, I Think We're Alone Now, Tommy James.
Oh.
Tommy James and the Shondells, he's from Niles.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Maybe he'll come to the show.
He's still alive and kicking, too. Legendary Tommy James. That's a little fun fact from an old fuck.
There you go.
All right.
This coming Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock show both nights. Just one show each night. So
that's quite a lineup for the Spectrum thing. Terry DeBoer, JoJo, you. I mean, everybody knows those names.
Yeah. Well, the first two. Maybe they know me. I don't know. Whatever.
I think Terry DeBoer is sweet on your old pal, EZ.
Oh, yeah. I can't blame her. Why do you think of that, though?
She's just very friendly. I think she wants to hold my hand and go out for a soda. Well, we're both married, maybe. So we know that can't happen.
Do you know why she's trying to do comedy? Because I've seen her at some open mics, and she did a show at the Wealthy Theater. I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I can text her. You know, I've got her number, Stu.
Text her.
Yeah, I can just text her and say, hey, Terry, how are you? It's your old pal, EZ. I love you. And I'll find out.
Yeah, find out. I'm just curious. So, I mean, I can ask her on Sunday myself.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that somebody, like, later, like, I'm not saying she's old, but just, like, later in life, she's established in another career. It's not like she's going to hit the road in comedy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so. I know. Well, who knows? Maybe she'll be, like, a shock jock or something like that.
Maybe. Good for her.
All right. Good luck in your massacre today.
Thanks, brother. I'll kill everyone.
All right. See ya.
All right, see you.
Stu McAllister. I was a little bit concerned with how that would go. But I think we did okay. I think that was good. I feel bad for the poor guy with Puppy Dog going to the Rainbow Bridge. Not easy. Not easy at all. But I think that may have helped Stu, that conversation. And I hope he's able to keep his job. He's been working with those folks for quite some time. I want to thank my friends over at TC Paintball. They are hosting your old pal EZ on Sunday, June 1, 4 p.m. start. We're just under 1 month away until Paintball War number 24, the Ice War. We'll have a free pizza party from BC Pizza. For $35, you'll get the paintballs, you get the gun, you get the mask. And we will have our little mini tournament right there at TC Paintball. If you'd like to book an event, reach out to TC Paintball in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan, and schedule some time. Everything has to be scheduled there at TC Paintball. All right. Cole says, I tell people to go fuck themselves daily, but I work in construction. That's how we say hello. Chris in Buffalo says, idea, get the NFK to say the N-word to a child actor, record it, and start a GoFundMe. All right, now that's a great idea because he is not cancelable. All right? There's no way he can be canceled. He has no digital footprint. He is not employed anywhere. The list of things to do on a daily basis includes smearing shit on my walls, ruining the bathroom, messing up the microwave and the fridge, and eating frozen foods and watching how many hours of TV? Let's see, 24 hours in a day minus 8, 16 to 17 hours a day. Yeah, that might work. Chris says, fighting everyone in the warehouse in his underwear looking like a cancer patient. Describing our pal Stu. I love Stu, and I hope he does okay. A local community is on the lookout for a missing kid. Now, this is a hard living line community. In fact, this is where our pal Stalkerito lives. And doubly, in fact, I think that the search for the missing teenager should start at his house, frankly. So this kid is, he's got issues. He's a young man. He's got autism. Like I said, everybody's got autism these days. And the kid also, I think, has cerebral palsy. I've heard that called both ways, by the way. Cerebral palsy and cerebral palsy. It's spelled cerebral, but people still say cerebral. I'm not sure what is up with that. But anyway, so HLL area, hard living line area, the poorest of the poor, they're looking for the missing teen.
Family of a missing Lake Odessa teenager is hoping someone knows where he is. Devlin Tate was last seen April 21st.
Audio's a little low on this. I'm hoping you can still hear it okay.
On surveillance video at Carl's Market downtown. 13 on Your Side's Kiara Patterson spoke with his family. She joins us now with the latest, Kiara.
Juliet, Devlin's family says his disappearance has been a complete shock.
And by the way, that's a perfect example of BT News.
13 on Your Side's Kiara Patterson spoke with his family. She joins us now.
Everybody in the news industry now either looks like they have fetal alcohol syndrome like this chick, or they weigh 9,000 pounds, or they look like a dog mauled them. Not Juliet Dragos. She's part of the old school. She looks lovely. But you can see this chick, that's FAS right there.
With the latest, Kiara.
Juliet, Devlin's family says his disappearance has been a complete shock, and they're hoping someone can help bring him home.
Heartbreaking and gut-wrenching. Okay,
that's how 18-year-old Devlin...
This is a hard living line family.
Tate's family describes the past week and a half.
Our family is going.
Okay, so this lady talking right here with the striped shirt, she's 27 years old. This chick next to her with the Baby Yoda Star Wars t-shirt and the metal through her mouth, she's actually 4 years old.
Going through a living hell that I wouldn't wish on nobody.
It was supposed to be just another Monday.
There's Devlin with his young wife, this picture right here.
Devlin, a routine walker, left home for a trip to the store. But this time, he never returned.
I didn't think anything of it really until like 10 o'clock.
Okay, now that's Devlin's aunt. these people that are talking, they won't remember any of this 1 second after the camera goes off.
Clock hit, and then I was like super worried, especially when I went to places.
Yeah, that's
and
right. Especially.
Couldn't find him. Then my heart just sank.
Sabrina Cook says her nephew was last.
Okay, now this place, Carl's Market, this is the equivalent to visiting Times Square in a hard living line community like this.
seen the morning of April 21st on surveillance video at Carl's Market in downtown Lake Odessa. He's 6 feet tall, weighs 170 pounds, and was wearing a black sweatshirt, white t-shirt, jeans, and cowboy boots.
Okay, here he is with a baby alligator at the petting zoo. They don't show it, but right after that picture was taken, he ripped the arms and legs off of that alligator and ate them.
He's got a goofy personality, brown hair.
He's well known in the community.
Now, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. This kid's fine. There's nothing. He's just wandered off to the next door neighbor's house. And no one there speaks English. They all just communicate with grunts and like gestures and acts of violence. And then eventually he'll wander home. No worse for wear. They all have incredible healing powers. Like Wolverine, even if he were to drown, he wouldn't die. He'd be like that character in Game of Thrones.
He frequents Buddies on the Beach, Carl's, Penny's Pizzeria.
Those are all the local haunts in Lake, and the Pellerito household. You're probably going to go there to get his asshole eaten out, possibly. Allegedly.
Devlin is diagnosed with autism, cerebral palsy, Tourette's, and fetal alcohol syndrome.
Okay, speaking of FAS, this kid's got it too. Everybody's got it in that community.
He's now been without his critical medication for over a week. His family is working.
Now that critical medication, what you don't know, is just used to control him. If you don't get him that medication, he grows into like the Hulk and probably could slaughter an entire countryside with just one blow.
Working closely with police, but with no solid lead.
HLL family there. That's Devlin with his wife. And Devlin's wife is in the red, and then these are his four children here.
They're asking the public to check security cameras and report anything that could help. With his 19th birthday just weeks away, his family is holding on to hope that he'll soon be found.
Devlin's birthday is in 25 days, and I hope that he's home before then. We can only hope that he's still alive, that he's okay.
Totally alive.
And if you have any information about Devlin, you're asked to contact the Ionia County Sheriff.
It wouldn't even surprise me if he's already at home. You know, we have to deal with this from time to time in these communities around here. We're surrounded by HLL, as you all know. Chris from Buffalo, has anyone checked the local dollar store for him? Luke adds, I assume the medication is just a Miller Lite. Yep. Tyler says the aunt put her best shirt on for this interview. Man Bun Chris says the lady doing the voiceover sounds like she's 15. Alan says they got to get him home for birthday so he can deflower the local preschoolers. Oh, no, that's out of line. Tyler says he's probably just in his bedroom. They haven't checked there. Sorry, I just got a text. I want to look at it. I'm curious. Sorry. Distracted. I'm very distracted easily. Or I am distracted easily, as you well know. All right. A judge has ruled against Trump. This is going to be a problem for the judge. This judge is going to wind up dead. Trump has been getting rid of the, you know how it's been, like he'll go into communities with ICE and swoop up anyone who's brown. And even if it's just some guy who's lived in the U.S. for 40 years, and has been working in the fields or painting houses or putting roofs on. He picks them up and takes them to the hardest prison in the world in El Salvador. Whole families are swooped up, whether they're legal or illegal. You've had hundreds of thousands of people that have been swooped up. ICE has raided elementary schools, getting the kids out. Kids are in handcuffs. They're immediately put on a transport planes, flown to El Salvador. And Trump says, all right, and I'm able to do this because of the Alien Enemies Act, which in the history of the U.S. has only been used 3 times. I'm not 100% sure on this, but this is also the same law that when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the U.S. went ahead and rounded up anyone of Japanese descent and locked them up in internment camps, which are basically concentration camps. This was close to being our version of the Holocaust. And we treated people that were Japanese as enemies of the state, and that's, you know, we all know how that went. So Trump, and it's only like been 2 or 3 times in the history of the country that this rule, this act, has been used. They've all been during war. And Trump says, no, we are at war. Look at this family of 5 that's been working very hard for the past 30 years. These are terrorists who are doing nothing but destroying the fabric of America. And they're like, well, how can you say that? I mean, this guy is not a criminal. Well, yeah, he is. It says so right here in the Alien Enemies Act. You got to get these babies into these shackles and get these babies off to that prison in El Salvador where they belong. They're going to fly right over the Gulf of America. Now, this is all since Trump declared war on the brown people. So part of the building blocks for this was Trump put a federal judge, who also happens to be Mexican, Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr. Trump says, all right, I'm going to make you a U.S. District federal judge. And so this guy, this judge doesn't even have any judicial education. He was picking grapes. And Trump made this guy the judge. He said, I'm going to keep you happy, but you have to do everything I say. Trump thinks he's good to go with the Alien Enemies Act. Well, that judge has bucked the trend and said, fuck you. And ruled that the Alien Enemies Act does not permit Trump to swiftly deport people to the prison in El Salvador. Trump said, well, bullshit. First of all, I gave you this job, asshole. Second of all, these are all hardcore Venezuelan gang members. Now, they're not. Like, every 1 out of 1,000 is a gang member. This judge is probably going to wind up dead. Extending a block on the law used against migrants detained in South Texas. Wow. I did not see this coming. The judge said that this Alien Enemies Act can only be used, invoked when an organized armed force is entering the U.S. And the Trump's like, well, fuck you. They are. And he's like, no, they're not. That is remarkable. I don't think anybody saw this coming. The judge wrote that Trump's invocation exceeds the scope of the statute and as a result is unlawful. Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act has become a flashpoint in the administration's sweeping immigration effort in its first 100 days. It's because of Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act. That skank bitch in Minnesota can call a five-year-old autistic kid the N-word and cash in on $250,000. That's why the world is the way it is here in the U.S. We are in a topsy-turvy world. So what happens next? I don't know. Trump is probably going to try to take this to the next level. This is described as a sign of potential difficulty for Trump because right now the Supreme Court is mulling over whether to lift its current block on deportation under the Alien Enemies Act as it weighs whether to leapfrog this lower court and provide a nationwide resolution on questions over his power. So ultimately, it'll probably be before the Supreme Court, and that's the end-all be-all. Now, if Trump is successful in getting the Supreme Court to agree with him, then it's like, holy shit. That is scary stuff. That's why when I was talking to my pal Gabe the Honduran, he's reasonably concerned with the way of the world now in the U.S. We've got, you know, for the sake of paintball war number 24, I'm, as you know, staunchly opposed to any of these goddamn deportations.
Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
For the sake of Paintball War 24, we cannot have this shit. Rick's business depends on it. These goddamn Mexicans love to play paintball. Piano Finger Banger says, due process, who needs that? This is America. We just do what we want. I don't understand why it's so difficult for Trump to just deport the ones that are actually in the gang. You know, the ones that he's 100% certain that they're actual murderers and whatnot. And then the ones that are hardworking, wannabe Americans. Like you get the people that come here and they live an honest life and they do all the shitty jobs that nobody wants to do. And all they want to do is be happy and provide for their families. Those people should be given amnesty and allowed to stay here. Or at least be given the opportunity to get their affairs in order with a bit of grace involved. As opposed to just round them up, ship them out. I don't like that at all. But if it's a dude who's got a tattoo on his goddamn face, well, yeah, then if I can get that guy out of here.
Joe Martinez is here. He's one of our beloved Brown audience members. He says, because white America is disappearing. That's why they're doing this. You know that there's the crazy fuckers go with that. They're like scared to death that brown people are going to be the majority in the country. For me, I'm like, I wish they were. Because the white people are a bunch of assholes who don't know how to work. If you really want an example of work ethic, you got to go to the brown people. Those people get shit done. Let's see. Piano Fingerbanger says we need to deport Post Malone and Jelly Roll in that case. No, I don't want to deport those people. Patrick says if people are here illegally, they have to go. I understand why they want to be here, and they are overwhelmingly great people, but if they are not here legally, then they have to go. It's a no-brainer. Yeah, I don't see it that way. I see the bad ones, you get them out. The good ones, give them every avenue to become legal. Say, all right, we know you're in here illegally. You're asking for amnesty. We're going to give it to you, but you still got to be here legally. So these are the steps you need to do to be legal. We're willing to look the other way on your illegal entry, provided you become a viable citizen through legal means. You've got this amount of time to do it. It's going to cost you this much in the meantime, and then we're going to check back in with you. Now that, to me, is the no-brainer. I don't think just uprooting hardworking families and kicking them out and sending them to a prison where they're treated like animals is the answer, because that's what's happening, and I don't find that to be acceptable. Joe adds that white girls love the Mexican chorizo and white guys like that hairy snatch. Wow, that took a turn. I didn't see that coming. I thought we were keeping this conversation on the up and up, and it's gone weird there. I'm a little shocked at that. Patrick says, I don't know how you could pick who is good and who is not. Well, it's simple. I just explained it to you. You go to the guys who got tattoos on their faces. My God. God, I was going to talk about something. Totally forgot what the fuck it was. Damn it. Here it is. One of you made the comment that Maureen says, Bruce is killing me right now. He's literally flat on his back with his paws in the air. You're right. He is funny. God, he's adorable. I said to Pooh Bear, I go, we need a fifth dog. We got to go and get one of these pit bulls. She goes, no. And I go, you're right. But they're just so damn cute. And they're such lap dogs. These big, giant, strong lap dogs. All right. A number of Michigan veterans were on what's known as an honor flight. Included in that trip was Marv Nagelkirk, a 97-year-old Navy veteran. He was one of the 77 veterans who received a welcome home at the Gerald R. Ford International Airport. Now, we all know this. In news broadcasting, it's important to every now and then, do a segment like this called, in this case, One Good Thing.
where it's like a warm and fuzzy story. And everybody loves these. And I don't blame them. I mean, I understand. Let's get into this. And we'll talk about it further as we go on.
One good thing. Sponsored by LaFontaine Ford, Grand Rapids.
See? There you go. What it's spot brought to you by whoever that was. Now let's start with this image right here. These are all the veterans on the plane. This guy here, he's sound asleep. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. You got more than one World War II guy here. These two World War II dudes are side by side. This guy looks like the age of Vietnam. These two dudes in the front. This guy here who's waving, he looks pissed off. These guys here are probably World War II as well. You got a lot of old timers here. They're wearing their hats saying, yeah, that's, hey, man. Now, I think it's actually okay for them to wear the hats when they're in the, like, this is all one big plane of proud dudes. But don't let their pleasant demeanor fool you. These are all murderers. These are the best of the best when it comes to killing.
Week Mid-Michigan Honor Flight took 77 veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments and memorials created in their honor.
Okay.
And last night...
And by the way, sorry about the low audio. This is, for some reason, I think they keep it low there.
Hundreds of people welcomed them back to Grand Rapids. Among them... the Nagelkirk family from Granville. In tonight's One Good Thing, they tell 13 On Your Side's Matt Gard what makes their veteran so special.
I wonder if Kristen, Meg, and Kelly showed up to honor them and let them chow or snatch.
This is a special night for our grandpa and for our whole family.
The whole Nagelkirk family has been glued to a group chat.
The pictures that I saw the last couple of days were amazing. My brother flooded us with all kinds of pictures.
Now the night they've been waiting for is here.
To see this crowd arriving here tonight like this, this is awesome. I've heard
of it. Yeah, so they're all like there to welcome them back. Some of these guys, like when they came home from Vietnam, you younger audience members may or may not know about this. Back in the day, that war was so unpopular. And the people in the U.S. were so stupid that when these veterans would arrive at whatever airport, there'd be a line of people there to greet them, but they would spit on them and call them baby killer. And it was all fucked up. It was really because we had like these goddamn hippies who I think that the U.S., we should have like... deported those people who were spitting on the people that came home. You know, that's ridiculous.
About this, I've seen it on the news, and now to be actually be a part of it, it's really a thrill. And I have, you know, 5 kids and 13 grandkids, and most of them are going to be here tonight.
And this is definitely what you want to do with veterans. You want to honor them because a happy veteran means less of a chance that the school's going to be shot up.
See their grandpa and great-grandpa get off that plane.
The anticipation grows.
There's the first guy right there.
For their veteran to finally his grand entrance.
There's grandpa. There's grandpa. See him next to him? He's walking with a gray sweater
there he
on.
Is. Look
that
at this
guy in the gray sweater.
He finally saw us.
Is Marv Nagelkirk.
He is 97 years old. He's a World War II vet from the Navy.
He has quite a few stories to tell.
His memory is impeccable. It's amazing the dates he can remember and the street names growing up and different jobs he's had. He remembers.
I wonder if anybody ever, like, if Marv here opens up about, you know, what it was like fighting.
The Sunday afternoon. When Pearl Harbor was attacked.
Marv enlisted as early as he could at age 17.
He talked about really being towards the end of the war, so he was not in the middle of all the battles.
Okay, yeah, he seems a little bit young, I think.
But he certainly has a heart and compassion for those who served with him and those who died for our country, too.
Now the next generation of Nagelkirks... shares that compassion for heroes.
We live in America. We have freedom. And I'm so thankful for the men and women who have served for our country and those who gave their lives for our country. So I'm very proud of my dad and glad that he was able to make this trip.
So aside from Marv Juliet, there was one other World War II veteran on the flight, along with seven Korean War veterans and dozens of Vietnam War veterans. Marv, by all accounts, seems to have had a great time, but they did get back a little bit past his bedtime.
Yeah, well, you know, that was still so awesome to see his face. And there are more honor flights planned for this year.
Yeah, Juliet, there's two in Flint coming up and then one in Traverse City, and they always need help doing these. So if you would like to help, we have the information on how to donate at 13onyourside.com.
It always choked me up. It was so nice to see that. Thanks, Matt.
I don't believe her. She's not choked up. Yeah, those Vietnam guys, they would just go there. They'd take PCP and drink shitty beer and have sex with each other and then shoot Charlie. My God. Man Bun Chris says, careful, Sonny Loco might be listening. I'm not sure who that is. I think that's the name of the guy on YouTube. It's he goes by different names. There's one particular soul who's extremely butthurt because I make cracks about veterans. Like, it's okay for me to make school shooting jokes and retarded kid jokes. Just don't make a joke about a veteran. Shut up, you asshole. Patrick says, those veterans got the Eric Zane Show podcast treatment. I love veterans. You definitely want to keep your veterans happy. It can do a lot of damage, you know? All right. Thank you, as always, to King's Room Barbershop. You can find them at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. Outstanding barbershop. Haircut's going to cost you $19 plus tip. All walk-ins. You never have to wait more than like 5-10 minutes. And they're ready for you. If you go to kingsroom.net, you get exact locations, schedules, and whatnot. And also, it is a fantastic place for chicks who like short hair to get their hair cut. So it's not just guys, it's chicks who like short hair. At King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank is an expert on everything Medicare, Social Security planning, life insurance, not to mention helping you navigate healthcare.gov, the government-sponsored healthcare policy plan shop. So to do that all, though, you have to get on Frank's radar. I suggest go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com to get started. Thank you to Berlin Raceway. They are racing this weekend. It costs you just $14 when you buy online at berlinraceway.com. Your kids 15 and under are free. It's going to be a great weekend for racing. Parking is free. Bring your cooler 12 by 18 or smaller with all the snacks and soft drinks you want. They just ask no glass, and they ask no booze. You can buy the booze there. They've got a fantastic bar after the race to hang out and listen to the band. The drivers come out and hang out. It's a fun time. Great local track. Berlin Raceway on the half mile asphalt oval. Tri-oval, I guess. One of the drivers there is my pal Adam Kasari. He buys and he will for you sell your home or help you buy a home. You can find Adam on Facebook. Just search out ADAM. C-A-S-A-R-I, Adam Kasari on Facebook. Also click on his name in the show notes of this amazing audio podcast. He's got the Eric Zane Show podcast logo on the roof of his 9K limited late model car that you can see this weekend at Berlin Raceway. All right. Does anybody have anything else that they want to share or ask me? Because I am pretty much exhausted on the things that I can talk about today. Piano Finger Banger says, "Easy, did you see the big headline news this morning that nerds all over the world are having a meltdown because the Grand Theft Auto 6 release is delayed until next year?" No, did not see that. Wouldn't surprise me, though. I know those games are incredibly popular. Part of me always wants to go out and get a video game system, but you know what keeps me from doing it? The idea, because it's that same thing as like gambling. I get so addicted that I find that my priorities are neglected. You know? And then I'm not like able to get anything done because I'm too involved. I'm having too much goddamn fun. Phil Cronin says they've been working on it for over 10 years, I think. Right after Phil, Patrick, who's a wrestling fan, like Phil, says, "Who is going to win, John Cena or Randy Orton?" That's a big thing. Cronbone says, "LOL, Cena wins." Tyler says, "Easy, you could stream yourself gaming. It would be content." You're absolutely right. It would. It would be content. I should consider that if I only had the time, honestly. Patrick says he also has Cena winning. And the way you say that, "I have Cena winning," you make it sound like the outcome is not determined yet. Molly says it's no different than TV shows, Easy. That's true, which I don't do that. I don't watch fucking TV. Phil Cronin adds, "Easy, I'd play with you if you ever did do it." Patrick says, "Now that his bald spot is closing up, his powers are again on the rise." I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Phil adds that formerly Big Drew, would play as well. One of the most spectacular talents creatively that has ever walked the earth. That would be Big Drew, formerly of 96.1. And now in stands MC and on-court host of the Grand Rapids Gold. Yeah, we're like the fucking Three Amigos. Actually, there's more than Three Amigos. We have a great group at the basketball team that makes these games spectacularly fun. Drew, Phil, Easy, the uncles in the booth, the booth uncles. Isn't that what he calls them? Booth uncles, Shanae, and even little Sam from time to time, and our good pal Eric Naki. He is probably the most fun of all of those people. I know Phil thinks that. Great guy. A lot of fun. Very, very creative. We always love his great ideas. One time, he came up with a great idea. He said, "Hey, let's really get the crowd worked up at this basketball game. I always hate it when we're near the end of the game. It gets kind of slow. So I've got a great idea." And we go, "Oh, yeah, Naki, tell us. What is it?" And he said, "Let's get a bucket full of hydrochloric acid. And we'll follow our guy who's holding the acid around with a camera, and we're going to take a child and put his head in the acid and melt his face off like that guy in Breaking Bad. And then we'll do YMCA and throw that kid's body in the dumpster. That sounds like fun. What do you say we do that? And then we all go, yeah, great, fun. Let's do it. That's seriously the types of ideas that this guy comes up with. It's incredible, the talent there. And then Phil says, and then we do the hokey pokey. Exactly right. Oh, my God. The asshole of the day has to be awarded. I don't have the time to look up her name. But I've got enough context to write down enough of a descriptor. It's got to be the chick who went up to the 5-year-old autistic kid and called him the N-word in Minnesota. That is your asshole of the day, the racist Minnesota bitch. That was disgusting. Holy shit. Now, the podcast day is not done. You know, I wrap this up, take the dogs out to go potty, maybe get a snack. Look at myself in the mirror. Answer fan email. And then I'm going to do the Patreon bonus podcast. You can find that at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. No strings attached. In fact, if you are not yet on that, I'm going to give you an extra thing you need to do. Go there, patreon.com/Eric Zane, like right now. Sign up for the 7 days free. You do have to put in a credit card. But then, like, as you're done with that, then click cancel. And then you cancel it. And then you still get the 7 days free. Okay, I do that so that you don't inadvertently get charged. Now, the goal here is to have you enjoy it for 7 days, and then you're going to be like, well, I can't live without this. And then you go back into your profile, re-enable your card, and that's when you get charged either $5 a month or $10 a month. There's no way that you will run out of content to watch on there. For example, there's 1,516 currently Patreon bonus podcast episodes. There's 53 Who Are These Free Beers episodes. There's 191 Ben and Eric Patreon podcast episodes. There's nearly 500 Lost Zane recording episodes. There are hours and hours of footage of something to listen to while I'm away on Patreon. That features me with my old show from back in 2010. Oh, my God. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for free. I'm on Cameo at Cameo. Oh, don't forget the Dude Shadoway interviews. Thank you very much for that. I've got me the entire catalog of Dude Shadoway interviews are there for you. $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. And sign up. If you want to hire me on Cameo, you can do that as well if that's your thing. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Send me an email to chat on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Eric@EricZaneShow.com. That is going to do it for today. Thank you, as always, for being here. Be safe this weekend. If I don't catch you on Patreon, then I will talk to you Monday. Thanks again, and bye-bye.